Okay, we're on our first scheduled agenda item, which is a presentation or report on the June 2010 SAW-SARC meetings, tab 1. Dr. Jim Weinberg from the Science Center is going to have an abbreviated presentation of the findings. Again, behind tab 1, you can see the presentation, and will also be displayed on the board. Jim.
Thank you, John. I'll be presenting a summary of the SAW-SARC 50, which took place in last June. The SAW-SARC process is a process where we have working groups develop assessments followed by an external peer review. The reports that I'll be reporting on today have been published by the Science Center and are available at the links that are shown on this slide. In this particular SARC, we had five independent reviewers who are shown on the left. It's a combination of reviewers that were selected by the Center of Independent Experts, as well as SSC members from this council. The stocks that were assessed are three important New England stocks, shown on the right, monkfish, sea scallops, and pollock. The bottom line is that for all three of these stocks, the review concluded that they're not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. I'll start out by summarizing the results from the monkfish review. I'm not going to go through all the terms of reference other than to tell you that there's a complete list, two slides with terms of reference all the way from describing the landings, survey data, doing a full stock assessment, and then reviewing research recommendations. And so this will be similar for all three of the stocks, so I'll just pass by these slides for the next two. But as John said, this presentation is in your briefing book if you want to look at anything in more detail. So here are the landings over time for monkfish in the northern and southern management area. The landings in recent years have declined due to regulation. Here are the results that show on the top graph the biomass trends over time and the fishing mortality rate in the lower panel. And the model that's used for this is called SCALE. It takes advantage of age and length that are available. So it's a somewhat sophisticated analytical model. And it has a very large retrospective pattern in this northern management area. You can see that especially for the upper panel. Here are the similar results for the southern area. And basically for biomass, in both locations, you can see that in recent years, the estimates from the model show biomass trending upwards. And this is related to the decrease that I showed you in that early slide, the decline in landings in recent years. So there seems to be a response that the model is able to pick up on, with noting an increase in biomass. And the lower panel shows the decline in the fishing mortality rate in recent years. This slide summarizes the biological reference points. The overfishing value that's used, FMAX, that was not changed. They retained that from the 2007 assessment. They simply updated the number with new data. But the biomass threshold and target were actually changed. Instead of using the average of previous biomasses, they switched over to a different method. And those values are shown in the right-hand column. So there are some substantial changes in the biomass targets for both of these stocks. This slide summarizes that shows that the stocks of monkfish in the north and the south are not overfished. We've overlaid the biomass trends and the lines that are horizontal show you the biomass target and biomass threshold. And in both cases, you can see that the stock is currently above the biomass target. And this is a similar slide for related to overfishing. And the horizontal line shows the overfishing threshold. And the current estimate of F is well below that in both the northern and southern region. Now, this is all well and good. However, this assessment had a lot of uncertainty associated with it, as you probably noticed when you saw that slide showing the retrospective pattern. So the SARC did accept this assessment, but they had a lot of comments. And there are two slides here with SARC comments labeled 1 and 2. And I put a positive sign by the first two comments because those are in the minority. Those are the two positive comments that from the review panel. The other comments, all of these, are indicating that the assessment is very uncertain and that basically suggests that a lot of work still remains to be done until they can feel certain about the results. And in particular, I'd just like to highlight the third one. It says serious concerns about this assessment. There are high levels of uncertainty throughout and not well characterized or documented. And then on the next, the fourth bullet says uncertainties in the assessment carry through into the biological reference points, creating high uncertainty there. So I'd like you to get the message from the review panel that this was a very uncertain result. And their second recommendation from the SARC review panel was that they're concerned. They see that the scale model is indicating an increasing trend in abundance recently, but this is not consistent with some of the trends they're seeing in the survey indices or the fishery length frequencies. So that is the monkfish result. Now I'll move on to sea scallops. This one was quite different. The review panel was thought this was a very solid assessment, and there was no doubt at all about accepting this work. This slide shows the landings through time. As you can see, since the 1990s, the landings have more than doubled. And landings are taken both from the Mid-Atlantic region and Georges Bank. The next slide shows the recruitment that's come into the two different regions through time. And again, since the 1990s, recruitment on average has been up, and this matches the increase in the biomass of the stock, which is shown in the next slide. This slide shows the biomass of scallops that are 40 millimeters in shell height over time, and it's this trend of the stock being at a fairly low level throughout the 1970s and 80s, and then in the 90s, it expanded quite rapidly. The black line shows that the total stock size is currently approximately equal to the biomass target. And also, the sizes of the stocks in each of those regions, Georges Bank and the Mid-Atlantic, are about equal in size. They're shown by the red and the blue dotted line. And each of those stocks is approximately equal to half of the total stock. So the definition is based on the total stock size. It's near the biomass target, and the stock is not overfished. Here's the a similar slide, but related to fishing mortality rate in scallops. And the black line shows the overall fishing mortality rate. And there's it's hard to see, but there's a red line near the end of the series. And it falls almost on top of the actual realized fishing mortality rate. So the current fishing mortality rate is just a hair under the overfishing level. So it's very close, but overfishing is not occurring. And the trend has been that in recent years, throughout the 90s and 2000s, the fishing mortality rate has been steady and fairly low. And this corresponds with the high biomass of the stock. This is a slide that it's a new kind of analysis that the assessment team put together that will be useful to the SSC in making advice on ABC recommendations and other recommendations that they consider. It's an analysis that shows the trade-off between the yield that you can get from the stock at different fishing mortality rates and the probability of overfishing. And the review panel was thought this was a very nice presentation, and they thought that this sort of presentation, if it could be done for other stocks as well, this would be useful to the managers. This slide shows some projections. And then here are the comments on the scallops. And in general, they're all quite positive. Moving on to pollock. As I said, the bottom line on this assessment was that they concluded that the stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. Now, the assessment approach that was used this time is very different than what was done in the GARM 3 in 2008, and that's described on this slide. The left-hand panel describes the data model and status conclusions using the approach that was used in the earlier approach from the GARM and the new model that's being used currently. And this is a very important slide because obviously people would like to know how the perception of this stock could change so much from on the left, you can see it indicates overfished and overfishing, to on the right in the lower, the lowest row, not overfished and not overfishing. And it really has to do with the incorporation of a lot more information into the latest stock assessment. And in the box that's labeled data on the right-hand column, those are all the kinds of sources of data that were used in the most recent SARC analysis. And by incorporating more sources of information, they got a much better sense of a picture of this stock. Here are the landings through time. And here are some results from the model. The blue line is the trend in spawning stock biomass through time. The model's saying that it was high in the past, low during the late 80s and early 90s, and has since increased. And recruitment is shown by the blue bars, and it's been variable but fairly steady through time. And here's a plot showing the fishing mortality rate. In this slide, the dotted red line indicates the overfishing threshold, and the current level of F is well below the overfishing threshold, so the stock is overfishing is not occurring in this stock. There was a time during the late 80s and early 90s when overfishing was occurring, and that's when the black line is above the red dotted line. Here's a companion slide for spawning stock biomass, And in this case, the current spawning stock biomass is above the SSB threshold, the spawning stock biomass threshold. So it is not overfished, and in fact is well above the target that for this stock. Now, all the news is not real positive. I've given you one view of this, but in fact, the weakness in this stock assessment has to do with one of the assumptions that's made in the model. And I think that when Steve Kadron presents his SSC results, this will come up as well. This is something that the SSC was well aware of. In this model, the assessment team and the reviewers used an assumption about a dome, which you're all familiar now with retrospective patterns, but you probably haven't heard a lot yet about dome selectivities. But essentially, it's an assumption that's made in the model indicating that they think that there are fish in the stock, but they actually are cryptic fish because they're fish that are not catchable by either the survey or the commercial fishery. So, but there were enough reasons to make this assumption. They wrestled with it, but they felt there were enough reasons to go with it that it led to their final conclusion. But as a sensitivity run, they wanted to find out how important it was, this dome assumption. So they said, what if the dome doesn't exist and we only allow the model to estimate fish that we can actually identify in nature through our survey or through the fishery? And when that's done, the exploitable biomass is shown by the dotted green line on the bottom of the slide. So this dome assumption the results are very sensitive to it. And over half of the biomass that's out there is not available to the fishery or to the survey. So it's, I guess the way to interpret this is that it means that we should be cautious until there can be some empirical studies done to really verify the existence of what are called cryptic fish. There's some doubt then about their true existence. But the scientists are telling us that, to the best of their opinions, making the dome assumption is their best shot. So they accepted that, and that's what they're providing. Now, for the comments from the SARC panel, that's the review panel, the Pollock assessment was accepted. The new assessment method is a significant improvement over the previous one, and it uses more sources of information and makes better use of available data. The third bullet is the one that I'd like to emphasize again. The panel expressed strong concern about presumed large and unobserved adult biomass, that is, cryptic biomass associated with the dome assumption and its implications for management. And the SARC panel made several recommendations, and their first one was conduct research to confirm or not the existence of cryptic biomass. A special survey, tagging, or other monitoring study are what they had in mind. So that completes my presentation, and I hope that I've helped to get us back on time by going through this quickly. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Questions for Jim? Mark Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of questions. First, back to monkfish. And we have a slide on SARC panel recommendations where you talk about the scale model. Predicting the trend, and the model predicts a trend in abundance, but it's not corroborated by survey abundance indices or fishery length frequencies. And I note that this is the same thing that's happening in black sea bass. I'm curious as to where, if your abundance indices aren't going up and your length composition is not expanding, which would be indicative of reduced mortality, where does that signal come from in these models? How do you get increasing abundance and reduced F without the core input data telling you that?
Yeah, that I think it comes out from a whole variety of assumptions, that and that's why, in fact, the model has very, very poor fit and was almost not accepted. But if I were to rattle off all the sources of uncertainty in this model, it's just about all of the inputs, the age length information, the landings in the past, and a whole variety of other factors. So I agree with you that things don't add up, but the panel wrestled with the assessment on whether to not accept it at all or put it forward as acceptable with a lot of cautions, and they chose the latter. But I can't tell you what is providing that signal, because I'm not sure that there's a good answer to that. And so I'm not going to be put in the position of defending something that isn't necessarily there.
Thanks, Ray. Keep going. On scallops, the graph you presented, trade-offs between overfishing and loss of yield, I think that's very good, and I'm hoping that can be become a regular part of assessment presentations, because I think it shows very succinctly what a number of peer-reviewed research is showing now, that you don't have to squeeze out the last decimal point of fishing mortality to get most of the yield out of these systems. You can get it at lower fishing mortalities that have much lower risks of overfishing, and in multi-species context has much lower probability of exterminating low productivity stock components. So I think that's real important, and I would encourage that to continue happening. And the last point I wanted to make was on the pollock. And I think it's widely perceived by industry and onlookers that, you know, there was a grave mistake made in the pollock assessment, and look what they did. They got it so wrong that they had to increase the potential yield by 5 or 6. It looks to me as though that's simply a result of changing the selectivity pattern to the dome-shaped. And my question is, would the if we had done the index-based assessment, would it have given you the same answer relatively as the green line? That is, the change is entirely due, perception is entirely due to this cryptic biomass that no one sampled, no one's caught. And I hope industry is really aware of that in terms of the evolution of science and what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't think that they would give you the same answer. That as a sensitivity run, they did they ran the new model without the dome, and what made them feel a little more confident in accepting the assessment was that even when they took out the dome assumption, they still came to the conclusion that overfishing was not occurring and that the stock was not overfished, which is a completely different result than you get using the old index-based approach, which would have told you that overfishing is occurring, a lot of overfishing is occurring, and that the stock is way overfished.
Thank you. I think it's also important to note that for pollock, we have a lot more information than we've had in the past, which obviously allowed us this time to move towards an analytical assessment as opposed to simply using the running average of the survey index. So I think there's more to it than simply saying that the result is a function of the dome-shaped or the cryptic fish or, you know, the selectivity that we see. It's more than that. And quite frankly, where you were going with your question, I did talk with my folks extensively about this particular assessment, because clearly The concern is that the next time we do an assessment, we may get an even different answer. And my folks have assured me, and I am confident, that what we've moved to for Pollock is an assessment that will provide more stability, I think, in the results than we've had in the past. So I think, again, it's important to note we have more data, and that probably, as much as anything, has allowing us to do this analytical assessment has resulted, obviously, in what we have.
Doug.
Thank you. Jim, can you just, I have two questions. One related to Pollock. Can you give a couple of examples of what the scientists and the peer reviewers saw in the Pollock that made you think that there were these paper fish, even though the surveys and the catches aren't reflecting that? And then number two, on the monkfish, there's a high degree of uncertainty with this that we need to be very cautious with. It almost wasn't approved. Are there things that could be done between now and the next assessment, assuming it's going to be 3 to 5 years from now, that can reduce, try and get at that uncertainty to try and reduce it?
I'll answer the monkfish question first. Most of the sources of uncertainty and a lot of the research recommendations that this panel talked about and that they inherited, they said this is very similar to what the previous panel saw when they reviewed this in 2007, 2008. So that there was a bit of frustration about the fact that the assessment was weak the last time it was done, and it was weak again this time because of a lot of research that is still needed on monkfish, in particular the natural mortality rate and the age-length relationship. And so until I think better ways are found to move research ahead, that it's fine to just put them down on paper as research recommendations, but the work actually has to be completed. And for monkfish, there has been some progress, but not enough. So I think it's all laid out here, but someone has to do it. Regarding the pollock, the assumption about the cryptic fish, reviewers don't like to accept assessments that rely on assumptions about cryptic fish. They want strong evidence. But what made this panel feel more secure about accepting that kind of modeling assumption was that pollock are fast swimmers. So it makes sense that they'd be more likely to be able to outswim the dredge. If this were happening with a fish that's very slow, then that wouldn't have convinced them. The other thing is that mathematically, the data fit this model much better when the dome assumption was invoked. So there were both mathematical and biological reasons to accept it.
Okay, let's work a transition here. Dr. Cajun, if you could come up, and while you're getting ready, I'll take one more question for Dr. Weinberg. Of course, both of you will be here. You're going to cover a lot of the same information from the SSC's perspective, so we can continue through the questioning after your presentation. I will take one more question. Mark?
Thank you. Jim, is the dome selectivity accounted for in the reference points? Are they based on the exploitable biomass instead of the total biomass? Or is that something that the SSC is going to have to factor into their scientific uncertainty when it comes to setting ABC?
I think I'm going to have to look to Steve Cadran for help on that one. I know that the spawning stock biomass threshold is based on stochastic projections of F40% of MSP. That seems to be outside of the ASAP model, but maybe Steve can address that better.
I'll have to ask you to repeat the question while I was moving up here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was just wondering if the reference points for pollock are based on the exploitable biomass and thereby kind of factor in that dome selectivity, or is that something that the SSC is going to have to factor into the scientific uncertainty when they set ABC?
No, it's the former. The reference point is entirely consistent with the selectivity pattern in the assessment. In fact, you may note that when Dr. Weinberg presented the estimates of fishing mortality in the reference point, we typically have a straight line for that reference point, but this reference point was actually moving, and that's because it's consistent with the model's changing selectivity over time. So the reference point is entirely consistent with the dome-shaped selectivity estimate.
Dr. Cajun, are you ready to go into your presentation? Okay, it's behind tab 12. The reports and I think the president 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 the reports and I think the president